Castle Radio.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again, will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Good afternoon, Salisbury. My name's John Taylor, and this is Castle Radio 93.7 FM, Salisbury's alternative music station.
Just can't seem to make any sound.
Meatloaf from his album Bathead of Hell. That one's, you took the words right out of my mouth. An excellent album from 1978, and a rather good album cover too. That biker coming out of the grave, tremendous stuff. You don't get him like that anymore. Well, on with the music. I hope you've had a good week from whence you heard me last. 93.7, that's us. 21 Victoria Road, if you want to write to us. This is Split Ends. Split Ends from a rather good album of theirs. That particular one is called Missing Person, live no less. That's a promotional copy only, not for sale unless you're lucky enough to have one, in which case I envy you, because that one belongs to the Castle Radio Record Library. It's just gone 3:10 this Sunday afternoon. This is Ultravox from the album Vienna. It's called Western Promise.
sun shall rise again. My western world gives out her hand for victor's help to your fallen land.
From the album Vienna, Ultravox, and a track which isn't played that much on the radio, so I thought I'd give it a spin there and then. That one's called Western Promise.
Castle Radio. Castle Radio. Castle Radio.
That's us, Castle Radio, 93.7 FM, Salisbury's alternative music station. Well, if your life's lacking something, a bit of colour, why not write in and ask us for a Castle Radio paper carnation? They're really quite delightful. They're made by my mum. And I've never seen anything quite the same colour as these. They're rather original. So if you'd like a Castle Radio carnation, impress your friends. Write in to us at 21 Victoria Road here in Salisbury. Enclose a stamped address envelope about 9 inches by 3 inches, and we'll send you a Castle Radio paper carnation. They're quite delightful, and as I say, they'll impress all your friends without fail. That's 21 Victoria Road, here in Salisbury. From his first album, the big one which made him famous in this country, the man who plays it all himself, Jean-Michel Jarre, Oxygen Part 4. Thank you. Oxygen Part 4, plus a little bit more, there we go, from Jean-Michel Jarre, from his album Oxygen. I'm looking around the studio. Mike Cross was here a minute ago, but he's flown off. I expect he's gone for a cup of Ethel's tea. He loves the stuff. Well, that's not true, but it's the only thing you can get around the studio, so he makes do. Oh, I'm glad I'm not outside. It's cold out there. From one of their best albums to date, in my opinion, I dare say you don't agree, Pink Floyd. From Wish You Were Here, Shine On You Crazy Diamonds. I got it wrong, it's Shine On You Crazy Diamond, I do apologise, part 6 to part 9. Thank you. Pink Floyd from the album Wish You Were Here. Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 1, I said to 9, but we're only going to play parts 1, or rather 6 to 8. I'm getting confused with my numbers, I do apologise. I shall go and play this, see if you can spot the mistake.
Radio 94.2.
The mistake was 94.2, of course. It's just gone 3:30 on Castle Radio. Peter Gabriel, no self-control.
Gotta get some food, I'm so hungry all the time. I don't know how to stop, I don't know how to stop. Gotta get some sleep, I'm so nervous in the night. And I don't know how to stop, I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop, I don't know how to stop.
to hurt you. I hate to see your pain, but I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. Street after street, night after night, I walk on through the rain. I walk on through the rain. I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. No, I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop. Hey, I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop.
Peter Gabriel, he's got no self-control, nor have I, to be honest. That's a track from a group who call themselves Wire, Colin Chapman being the instigator of that particular band of gentlemen. It's on an album called 154, and I'll give you a few more with I'll give you a few more of the details next week, because I haven't got the album cover in the studio. You see, it was just dumped here by one of the jocks last week. The phone lines are just about ready to be open. The secretaries were turned up late, but we're ready now. It's Salisbury 29378. If you want to phone in a request to us, you're more than welcome to. We always like to hear from people. Salisbury 29378 again, and don't forget, if you can't write in, or phone in rather, write in to us at 21 Victoria Road, here in Salisbury. my next door neighbour playing the Dustbin Lids this. Now, actually, I make no apologies for this. It's pretty tasty. Comes from Santana, and it's called She's Not There. 29378, the phone lines, they're open. Santana, and She's Not There. Well, don't forget our mailing address. It's 21 Victoria Road. And if you want a Castle Radio carnation, send us a 9x3 stamped address envelope, and you'll get one. You can have whatever colour you like from the range. Red, white, blue, pink, sort of a nice pastel yellow, or a fluorescent sort of orangey yellow one, which is the one I've got in the studio, admiring it here. It's quite delightful, to say the least. Well, I'm normally renowned for playing excellent records, you know. But, well, this one I suppose you could classifiers dross, in brackets, I suppose. I'm bound to get someone phoning on Salisbury 29378 and go, well, I don't agree with you, and come up and punch me on the nose. But still, I think it's dross. It comes from the Flying Lizards, and it's called TV.
I knew you'd go far in my white convertible car, reclining my seat, lying back in this heat. Look me up on channel 3. So sophisticated, charming and educated. And I hope you don't mind. Nothing's harder to find. Someone sensual like you. Elton John style, with an eagle profile. Small screen smile. Who cooks the job? Cookie Sanjay.
I think you're very, 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 very,
long. Oh, you're so strong. Reclining my seat, back in this heat. In my white convertible.
Castle Radio plays its first ever dross record, perhaps its last as well. That's Money from the Flying Lizards. They don't come much worse than that. We've got a new DJ with us. He'll be on at 4 o'clock. His name's Mike Allen, and he's good. So give him a listen, or else I'll be round to see it. Get it? It's just gone 3:45 here on Castle Radio, and this is a very important announcement, but don't take it too seriously.
Hello out there, all your radio fans. Naturally, you've been wondering where I've been this past couple of weeks. You've been going frantic, twiddling the baker-like knobs, scouring up and down the tuning scale, looking for the kilo bicycles, banging the brushed aluminium receiving sets with the poker, but getting nothing but the usual run-of-all cobblers, such as the Emperor Wogan giving out the revolting with lectures which are boring the pants off one and all. Where is the Idi Amin show, cried the world. And a lot of half-ass salesmen crawling about the pavements of the famous Tottenham Court Road looking for the teeth and similar. The absence of my golden tones from the airwaves, no doubt being taken by various imperialist trash that Idi Amin got his skids under him, victim of a coup. They hoping to have some new fellow appearing down the Kampala Wimpy for the foreign press conference and announcing, Yassum, we got rid of that uppity nigger, hush my mouth. Just put your boot on this step, Bwana. I given the best shine east of the Congo. Only that ain't the way it is. The fact is, I've been getting the Ugandan Navy into shape. It'd been taking up a lot of time, what with having a hole in it. Also, the parrot being delivered untrained, it's a terrible parrot. All he'd do is stand on his shoulder with his mouth shut and leave his ghastly droppings on the new epaulettes. The other big problem facing the Ugandan Navy is we ain't got no sea. And short of taking the fleet through Tanzania on the bus, there ain't no way at present of getting it into the Indian Ocean, which is where you want to be if you're gonna start sending gunboats about and splicing the main brace and all that business. So we starting off in a small way, putting a fleet on Lake Victoria. Gonna sink a few dock, torpedo the old hippo, and as soon as we get the old eye in, we gonna declare war on the US Navy or similar. Now, the way I see it, they got two choices. Either they back down straight away and give us the lot, including the Pentagon, Las Vegas, and the Playmate of the Year, or they gonna have to come to Lake Victoria and take us on. Now, a lot of you people ain't boned up on the naval strategy, such as Mr. Midshipman Easy and five men in a boat and all that. And you're going to say to yourself, Washington putting in a couple of missile ships and an aircraft carrier, where you getting off with a converted paddleboat from the Regent's Park kids' pool and the Secretary of State for Defense standing up the sharp end with his uncle's shotgun? What they ain't realizing is America going to have to bring its aircraft carrier in by air and build it on the beach? Uh-huh. Soon as we see them unpacking the pigskin suitcases, we going to leap into the armored tricycles, pedal up like lightning, and let go with both barrels. This going to give us an aircraft carrier, also a lot of first-class luggage. I'm getting sick of arriving in foreign capitals with this spare underwear and a brown carrier bag with Cohen's Smoked Salmon Limited written on the side. People think I'm a pickled herring salesman instead of the famous international diplomatic giant. And I'm telling you, once you got an aircraft carrier, you really somebody. You got status. People getting off the pavement when you're walking by. People getting up for you on the tram. You ain't walking naked into the office.
Thank you, Mr. Amin.
I could be the driver in articulated lorry. I could be a poet, I wouldn't need to worry. I could be a teacher in a classroom full of scholars. I could be the sergeant in a squadron full of wallets. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I chose to play the fool in a sixpenny spade. First nine nerves, every one night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. What a waste, what a waste. Rock and roll, don't you want us to? Stratagems and bruises. I could be a doctor with poetesses and bruises. I could be a writer with a growing reputation. I could be the ticket man at Fulham Broadway Station. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Because I'm trying to play a fool in a six-piece band. First night nerves, every one-night stand. I should be glad to be so inclined. Sparks the revolution. I could be an inmate in a long-term institution. I could do the wild extremes. I could do or die. I could yawn and be withdrawn and watch them gallify. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste.
Injury and the Blockheads, and what a waste. The problem with Mr. Amin when he comes into the studio is he doesn't stop. In fact, we had to fade him out there, as you probably heard, but never mind. We'll play some more of his speeches later on. They're very famous, his speeches. You see, they get played on all the good stations like us. Castle Radio, 93.7 FM, Salisbury's alternative music station. I'm John Taylor. I'm going in around about 6 minutes' time. Hooray, I can hear you all saying. And that new man, Mike Allen, will be taking my place, and he'd like to hear you. Or hear you phone in rather. So it's Salisbury 29378 if you want to phone in some requests or drop them in at 21 Victoria Road here in Salisbury. Stamped addressed envelope if you want a Castle Radio Carnation. All the DJs are going crazy over this one. They all want one each, and I'm going to bring them some as well. Play this one for Billy, who's just phoned in. Parlophone Records, it's Paul McCartney, good night tonight. with Wings, of course, in the background. McCartney and Wings on EMI Records, and good night tonight. Well, I'm saying good night or good afternoon in just a few minutes' time. Thanks to Dave Wayne and Angus for the hour before myself. Mike Allen will be with us in just a few minutes' time, and that sort of noise you heard in the background is his pet dog, Rover. He's not a friendly brute, and his feeding time's going to be in about half an hour. So unless someone brings me a cup of coffee quick, dig, dig, we might be feeding one of our tea ladies to him. I won't mention a name because Rover knows who she is and he'll go straight after her if we mention a name. So, the phone lines will be closing in an hour and a minute or so's time. So you've got an hour left to phone up Mike Allen and tell him what you think of his new fabulous show. Phone lines have closed. Why didn't I say 5 o'clock? I'm an idiot. Yes, I'm an idiot. Mike Cross is in the studio telling me I'm an idiot. And I am. I confess. I'm a great, big, steaming idiot. Anyway, he'll be with you at 7 o'clock tonight. That's Mike Cross. And as I say, Mike Allen will be along in just a minute's time. And I really, really do not like the look of that dog. His teeth are large, to say the least. Still, I'll say goodbye. I'll see you next week at 3 o'clock.
What kind of line is that you're giving? that you